Let's hear from Chris in Kensington. Chris, good morning.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Go for it.
Okay, there are also meter taxi drivers that are on the side of the road, Langerman Drive. Langerman Drive is the street that comes from Bedford Shopping Center and the Eastgate Shopping Center. So they are parked there, they are out of their cars, they are watching any car coming from Bedford View or Eastgate of the Uber drivers. So
All
they are normally not there. Normally you'll find them at the Bedford Shopping Center and the Eastgate Shopping Center. So there it's abnormal. When I looked at it as well, what's going on here? Then when I heard you on radio that they're also blocking some street somewhere, then I realized, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
They're out of their cars abnormally. They're normally sit
inside the car. Okay. All right, Chris. Chris is in Kensington. Thank you for reporting. But let me welcome now Jonathan Ayache, who is General Manager Uber South Africa. Jonathan, good morning.
Morning, Talani.
Hi, Jonathan. I'm very well. What's going on, Jonathan?
Look, Talani, we are aware of the ongoing intimidation, and we're doing absolutely everything we can to resolve it. We've reached out to Gautrain management, policymakers. We've requested meetings with the ministers of transport and the police, but we're waiting to hear back. This is not something that we can resolve on our own.
And it seems it's the second time we're losing somebody on air, so there must be something wrong with our lines. We're going to try and get Jonathan back because there is certainly some intensity of the violence today. Firstly, so I want to know from him, you know, whether he's observed that, firstly, but also the protection then. They've brought in private security, and I know that the responsibility ultimately is with the South African police, but also what then is the private security. I think we may have Jonathan back. Jonathan?
Sorry,
we lost you there. I just wanted to pick up on what seems to me to be quite an intensive campaign of harassment or attacks this morning. There's some intensity there.
I mean, there is. We've got security. We have hired private security, and all driver partners have a line that they can call if they ever feel unsafe. But again, this security, they aren't the police. They can do so much, but we really need police to step in here to resolve the situation.
Have you spoken to the police at all?
We've requested, I mean, we are engaging with various SAPS officers, but we've requested a meeting with the Minister of Police, and we are waiting to hear back. I mean, we do want to sit down at the table to try and find a long-term resolution here, because this is not sustainable. No one is winning here.
And I'm just wondering whether this has anything to do with the comments made by the transport minister. And I spoke to him last week here on the program, and he was talking about the need for Uber to be registered. To what extent has that contributed to what we see as violence?
Look, this is not new. I mean, we're very pro-smart regulation, and this is something we've been working towards for a number of years. We've worked very closely with MEC Vardy, and there is a route to licensing. So that is not actually the issue here. This taxi intimidation, it's lawless and it needs to stop. Using violence to limit consumer choice is effectively what they're doing, and it's unacceptable.
All right. Let me also speak to you about the instruction then that's been given to Uber drivers this morning. You seem to be saying that they must drop off inside.
We've got security at stations where we know that are hotspots, and they will get in the app. They will get specific instructions on where they are security personnel so that they can ensure that there is a safe pickup or drop off.
And I must say that one or two that have called us this morning, I'm talking about Uber drivers, are saying they are calling your offices Uber, reporting the violence, and they are not getting an assistance at all.
I will follow up on that, but we have that security line. It is available to them, and if it's a specific hotspot, there should be security on the ground. But again, I will follow up and make sure that is all in place.
Okay, that's Jonathan Ayache. He is General Manager, Uber South Africa. Sandy in Hatfield, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy, you're on the radio. Go for it, please.
I have a comment, actually. I just want to talk about this violence between the Uber and the meter taxis. I just want to know, as a prospective passenger for meter taxis, I wouldn't want to use them because the inherent behavior is that they're violent. You know, they want to be violent. How do I know that I'm getting into a taxi the next time I'm not picking up one of these violent drivers?
Oh, yeah. All right, Cindy, I hear you. Lots of concerns. Just looking at what people are saying on my SMS line, people are really, really concerned, and quite rightly so. Government ultimately has got to protect us as citizens.